All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe the king is back from vacation. Hello, Mr. Pagano.
I am back, and good morning.
So, I didn't see anything posted on Facebook. Nothing, no pictures.
I posted pictures maybe the first or second day of the cruise.
I missed that. So before we get to the weather, how'd you enjoy the cruise?
It was excellent. It was awesome. There's no doubt about it. The countries we visited were all beautiful. Really, really nice. The weather was great, except when we got to Budapest, which was the last 2 days, it was in the 90s and it was on the humid side. It was very hot. And, you know, the original cruise was that there would be one day in Budapest and then we take off. And then they sent us a letter saying, if you want to stay an extra day, we could arrange for you to be in a hotel. And it's only going to cost, I was like so minimal, like $150. Said, you know what? Okay, let's do it. And we were told that that was St. Stephen's Day, which is a national holiday, and that at night there would be fireworks that would be even better than Macy's over the Danube. Yeah. So right away, somebody wrote to me on Facebook and said, you know, book this restaurant because from this restaurant you'll be able to see it beautiful. So we did that. Nobody told us that because it was a national holiday, nothing is opened. So we spent an extra day in Budapest walking around with 3 million people who came in for St. Stephen's Day and not having to be able to go into anything. Museums were closed, public buildings were closed. So it was really a waste, except for the fireworks at night. And they were beautiful. It was about 20 minutes. But I could have done without it. So that was, you know, one step back. The other two things that I would talk about would be the fact that the boat was beautiful. The service was phenomenal. The food was not memorable. It was adequate. And the other thing that I didn't know about, excursions were included in the cruise. And the excursions, you had to be in the lobby at 8 a.m. each morning. And if you wanted breakfast starts at 6:30. So you had to get up, get dressed, shower, go down, get breakfast, meet in the lobby for 8 o'clock. And you would walk a good 3 to 4 hours before returning to the ship. And that was every day. That was not my impression of a river cruise. To me, a river cruise was getting up when you want, having breakfast when you want, going up on the sun deck, going to the pool. As the boat cruises down the Danube, you see the sights. But I guess they wanted to give you more bang for the buck, you know, and go out there and learn about all these buildings and everything like that, which was phenomenal. But I would have appreciated it if it was just a little bit later.
How was the local cuisine? What was your favorite food?
Favorite, you're not going to believe this. Pizza. We found a pizza place in Austria that was below ground, made like a cave, and it was all homemade pizza, you know, custom pizza. It was to die for. It was absolutely delicious. Burgers throughout Europe, forget it. I didn't taste one good burger. In fact, I couldn't wait to come home to go to the diner and have a good hamburger.
What about the Budapest? What did you have there?
Budapest, some of their food. If you ask me what it was, I don't know. A lot of fish. You know, I did have salmon. I did have, I think we had trout one time. Most of which was good. I remember there was one fish that I absolutely turned back. It still had skin on it, and it tastes very fishy to me. This was on the ship, and I said, I don't want this. I'll take your other option. I forgot what it was, but I wouldn't eat the fish. So I was kind of disappointed there. Talent, what can I say? It wasn't top-rate talent on the ship until the very end, when Allison, I can't remember her last name. She's from Australia. She is just phenomenal. She won Australia's Got Talent down there, and she became a big star. She was phenomenal. She was the last 2 nights of the cruise.
right.
So there's a quick summary. Now, when I'm going to probably speak to you a little bit later on this, I have to figure out how I could select just the pictures I want on my phone and get them into a folder so that I could send, like yourself, the folder with the pictures in it.
All right.
I have no idea how to do that. I tried. It's not working. Ever since I've been in Europe, my phone has ads popping up every 2 minutes. And I tried everything to get rid of them. I cannot. I'm going to bring it right to Verizon today and see what they could do because it's annoying. But aside from that, that's what I have to ask you about. Maybe I'll even ask them before I bother you, Marshall. Maybe they'll tell me.
Well, you can always reach me. So now, what about the weather?
It's so quiet.
I know.
It's going to be a sunny and pleasant day today, mid-70s, low 50s, clear tonight, partly sunny, 75 day to Tuesday. There'll be some sun Wednesday and maybe a late day shower. Don't blink your eyes, you'll miss it. Low 80s. Thursday, clouds, humid, couple of showers, again, no big deal. 80 to 85, and in the 80s, and still fair, as we move into Friday. I think the week is going to be mainly dry.
No,
if you're looking to try to score up, any kind of significant rainfall this week, forget about it. I don't see that at all.
Now, Thursday evening is the evening of the antique race car parade, which goes a 17-mile loop in our area. And then we're at the Falls Village Inn from 5 to 7. There's a little get-together. There's a big get-together. All the cars go on display, about 100, 150 cars. And people can mill around. There's vendors, there's tents, there's food, there's drinks. That's lots of fun. It's kind of like a mini block party. That's on Thursday night. Then on Friday, it's the opening of Nonsense at the Sharon Playhouse. We'll be broadcasting from that a couple hours before opening night. And also this weekend is a Vintage Festival at Lime Rock Park. Biggest event of the year. And on Sunday, there's the Concourse d'Elegance Car Show that has over 1,200 cars on display. I said 1,200 display cars. And that doesn't count the people that show up in classic automobiles. That's on Sunday, and then they race again on Monday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, big days, Pat.
Well, I don't see a problem Thursday night. I don't see a problem Friday. I don't see a problem Saturday. But I do see an increasing problem Sunday. Sunday into Monday, there is a chance of rain.
All right.
So I'm telling you right now, and it's on a Monday, folks, so you know as well as I do, that could change. But even though I came back Thursday, I want you to know I was working Thursday and Friday. There was a lot of stuff going on in the Weather Center. You may have not heard my voice on the air, but I was doing a lot of stuff. There were film clients who wanted to be signed up immediately. Of course, you know, my guys can't do that. I was working on that. A lot of different things going on. So I was also looking at the weather. And I've noticed from late last week that the Euro was constantly saying that there would be wet weather for Sunday into Monday of Labor Day weekend, while the other models were not. I notice now that the new GFS model, the American model, has joined the crew of the Euro and is now starting to bring moisture in on Sunday. So again, the Euro's right. By the way, I read a book over the 2 weeks called The Weather Machine. Mm-hmm. I think I told you about it, where this gentleman looks into the computer models. It wasn't a great book as far as a meteorologist is concerned. Marshall, you may find it interesting. I knew a lot of what he was talking about. But what was interesting is, again, he said that the Euro is definitely the best model around. And the reason it is not only do they constantly upgrade it and put a lot of money into it, twice a day, many meteorologists that work on the Euro get together in this big, huge office with big screens and the models, and they discuss the world weather events and how the model handled them. And if the model didn't handle them correctly, they immediately go to work and start correcting. Why? Twice a day.
Well, that never happened to Noah.
I doubt it very highly. So, and he said the other model that comes in after that, as far as accuracy, but not as detailed, is the UK Met, which of course is for the United Kingdom, And he pretty much let everything else, go just dribble down. But he remarked about how the Euro predicted Sandy 2 weeks in advance, and no model did. And he's absolutely correct about that. So I really didn't find out much about it, but I've gotten a lot more respect for the Euro after reading that book. So right now I'm going to put my money on the Euro for this upcoming Labor weekend.
All right, now one final question.
Yes.
Did you see a lot of paprika in your trials?
Oh, my goodness. What's with that?
It's got a little paprika.
What is with that?
I know.
Could you tell me?
It's like the Indians with what's that spice they use?
Curry?
Yeah, it's like the Indians with curry. Whatever you make,
Holy Christmas.
Yeah. You put that on it. My grandmother would put it on cereal.
Oh my goodness! Every way you look, they were selling paprika.
Paprika.
I mean, all over the place. A lot. They sell a lot of spices, by the way, in Europe. But beautiful, 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 beautiful country, and I hope everybody gets the opportunity to sail down the Danube because it is gorgeous.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And that'll wrap up our first hour. I have to say so long to all you folks on Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 to 7 here on Robinhood Radio, on robinhoodradio.com, on Facebook Live. We continue on now on the Robinhood Radio Network, broadcasting live, also streaming live on the internet on TuneIn and at robinhoodradio.com, and also on your smart speaker. And back with hours number 2 and 3. We do have Oscar Ruiz joining us, Arthur Schwartz, Ruth Epstein.